My message today is based upon the gospel reading we have heard from Luke chapter 6. Here again, the first two verses. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. So far, the words of our Lord. It happened some 81 years ago this very month. A gang of Nazis broke down the doors, burst into this modest home in Harlem, just west of Amsterdam in Holland. They arrested the 84-year-old watchmaker and his two daughters. Their crime? They were accused of harboring Jews that they wanted to arrest, ship off to concentration, even extermination camps. They didn't find any Jews that day, but they were there, hidden away behind a false wall in the upstairs bedroom. They survived. The watchmaker did not. Only lasted 9 days with his captors before he died. The two daughters were sent off to a concentration camp. One of the daughters, Betsy, died there before the end of the war. The second daughter, Corey Ten Boom, she lived. She lived to tell the story. Some of you remember she wrote a book some years later called The Hiding Place. It was even made into a movie. She told about how they and others like them had reached out to try to save some of their neighbors. Sometimes they were successful, sometimes they were not. But many had given their lives in that cause. But now after the war, she went on sort of a speaking tour, telling of her experiences and the importance of reaching out in love and forgiveness, even to those who had been so hateful and mean to them. She later related how it was in Munich in 1947, just a couple of years after the end of the war, that she had given such a talk about love and forgiveness. The talk ended, the people were filing out, and she saw him coming towards her. Middle-aged, balding, somewhat portly man, coming directly towards her. She recognized him immediately. One of the guards in that concentration camp. One of the worst of them. One who had leered at her and the other ladies as they stood in their nakedness. One who was complicit in the death of her beloved sister, Betsy. And here he was, coming towards her with his hand out. And he said, Fräulein, you mentioned Ravensbrück in your talk. I was a guard there. Later I became a Christian. I'm ashamed of my actions. Can you, will you, forgive me? She says, she remembered that moment. She'd never forget that moment. She knew what she should do. She talked about loving, forgiving, even those who hurt us. But this man had hurt her and her family and her fellow prisoners so severely. How? How could she possibly forgive him? As if nothing had happened. And that's the question, isn't it? How can we forgive those who have hurt us? How Can we do that? There can only be one answer. We have to decide we're going to do it. It's not going to come automatically. We have to decide, I will forgive that person in spite of what they have done to me. Now for some, that may sound so unromantic. We speak of love, and we think of a young lad who sees a young lass, and his heart goes pitter-patter, and he falls in love, and you don't have to think about it, you don't have to decide, it just comes automatically, or else it's not really love if you have to force it. And it's easy to love those who are nice to us. We'll be nice in return to them. It's easy to love the unlovable. The lovable, it's easy to love the lovable. Get that straight. That's easy. But to love those who have hurt us, that's tough. Sometimes it happens in minor ways. Some days, it might even be hard to love our spouse when they said or done something that hurt us. Some days, it's hard to love our children or perhaps a family member when all it seems they do is want to take rather than give in return. Some days, it's hard to love a coworker, especially a shirker who doesn't do their share, and we have to end up staying late because they didn't do their share. It's hard to love such a person. It might even be hard to love that neighbor who seems to purposely walk his dog across your yard to do his business there and doesn't even bother to clean up. Sometimes it's hard to love people. It takes work to love and forgive them. But maybe we might ask the question, why? Why would I want to love and forgive them? They don't deserve it. They don't have it coming. Why should I? Sometimes I think we might go along more with what the Pharisees say here in the scriptures. Love your neighbor and hate your enemies. That's what they said. But then we think of the story of Joseph that we heard in the Old Testament lesson today. Joseph had been wronged by his brothers, hadn't he? Sold into slavery. And he went through all kinds of hard times because of their actions. And now several years later, they're coming to Egypt, and he's in charge, and they're begging, and he recognizes them coming to him, and my, it would have been easy for him to get revenge. Right? You did it to me. I'll show you. Or at the very least, they just say, get away. I don't want to see you again. But no, that's not what Joseph did. He said, you meant it for evil, but God worked it out for good. And he decided he was going to love them as God had loved him and used him. It's not easy to love the unlovable, to love even our enemies. It takes work to do it. Or put it the other way around. Have there ever been any days in which you have been the unlovable to somebody? That you have hurt someone by what you said or did? Perhaps it was an accident. Perhaps you even did it on purpose. Have you been the unlovable? Aren't you glad for that other person who loved you in spite of who you were? What you did. As Christians, It's easy to talk about love, isn't it? Talk about loving everyone. It's more difficult to actually love those who hurt us in some way. And then we think of Christ. It says in the scriptures that God loved us and sent his Son into the world while we were still sinners. It doesn't say he waited until everybody got their act together. It doesn't say he waited to love us until we somehow became lovable. He loved us in spite of our sins, in spite of our unlovableness. We thank God that Christ died for us sinners. And that's why we seek to share God's love with all people, not just the lovable. Oh, I've got to finish the story about Corrie ten Boom. The man came, hand out. She relates that she froze. She didn't know what she should do. As what seemed like an eternity, she just stood there, and his hand was out. And finally she says, it sunk in what Christ had done for her. And she reached out and took his hand. He says, I forgive you, brother. I love you. And she saw the tears come down the man's cheek. And her tears came as well. And they embraced. And she shares that she had never before felt God's love so intently, so warmly working that day. Praise God that he sent Jesus to be our Savior, even when we were in our sins. Praise God that he loves us in our good days and bad days. Praise God that we have opportunity to love those around us on their good days, but also on their bad days. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.